aerodynamic design, breathtaking acceleration, air-cooled, turbocharged engine, standard built-in DVD player, and of course, tinted windows. Introducing the IMAX Special Edition. Heated leather seats sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Cultcast, the best 30 plus minute app conversation you're going to hear all week long. I'm your host, Erfan Elijah, and joining me today, if you see a nude bearded man with unbelievable glutes traversing the Arizona desert hills with a 4 foot hound close behind, you've spotted him. Buster Hein is here.
Hey, hey.
What's up, dude?
My glutes have gotten massive lately.
It's all that new tourism hiking that you've been doing.
Yeah, weather's perfect for it nowadays.
Also joining us, sure, he seems nice. But if he ever takes you out drinking, make sure you wear your cup. Leander Caney's here.
Cup?
Yeah.
I don't think he remembers that night.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
Yeah.
The night he doesn't remember is the night we'll never forget. Traumatized both of us.
Okay.
It could be two reasons. It could be because of Leander's aggressive London handshakes. But it also could be, I mean, odds are, if you go out drinking with Leander, the night is going to end in a raucous bar fight with Leander consuming 1 to 2 Stella Artois and then breaking those bottles over someone's head.
Life beat him, right?
Exactly. Stella Artois, for those that don't know, it's like anger to Leander's Incredible Hulk. Once he has a couple of those, he just gets big and green and just starts smashing everything around.
The shirt off
Unprovoked fights, yeah. Grandmas, uncles, whoever's near him just gets punched right in the kisser. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. We have so much news to talk about this week. Buster.
So much.
Most exciting news, yes. News week I think we've had all year. Would you agree?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, pretty much. At least the... No, it's pretty boring.
Yeah, right. We're gonna dress up this pig. That's what's gonna happen here. It's funny. We had so much fun, exciting Apple news happening, just hot and heavy. And then we hit this part of the year, and I just feel like it just totally dries up in November.
Yeah,
Apple has nothing to announce. They're not gonna have anything to announce for a while. So this is when we're going to have to really get creative, guys. We're going to have to come up with interesting ways to spin the most boring news week I think we've had in all of 2015. And that's precisely what we're going to do. You guys are going to have a good time no matter what. No matter what, we're going to have a great old time. And if you hang out with us all episode, we'll be talking about some great Black Friday sales and some ways to get some Apple devices for far less than you would otherwise be able to get them normally. And also, what a great time of year to buy video game equipment. So if you're looking for a PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, oh my gosh, now is the time to buy just about anything. So we'll be covering some Black Friday deals. And then also cruising through why the iPad Mini 4 had some interesting news come up. It has, well, I don't want to spoil it. Let's just say some surprising iPad Mini 4 news happened this week, and we'll tell you why. In some ways, it's much better than Apple's even brand new flagship iPad Pro. Before we hop into all the fun, though, I want to say thank you to Canary for supporting this episode. Canary is a complete home security system in a single device, in a very handsome looking device, if I do say so myself. I have one of these in my own home. Canary sits somewhere discreetly in your house, and it's constantly monitoring what's going on. When it detects something out of the ordinary, it will send a notification to your iPhone or your iOS device with HD video that you could watch right then and there. So if someone's breaking into your house, you can activate an alarm and scare them and make them run away. You can make an emergency telephone call and alert the authorities that something's going on. Or maybe you just live with other people and you're renting, and your roommates are... You suspect that they're stealing things from you, like maybe your food. This would be a great way to catch them. I had roommates do this in freaking college. You know, it's like your food's constantly disappearing. Now you have a way to monitor their activity and show them the video evidence that you've caught them doing exactly what they told you they would never do to you. And you're like, give me back my chicken nuggets, bro. I got proof right here. You can start protecting your home with Canary today for just $199. And if you use promo code CULTCAST at checkout, you'll get free overnight shipping. That's meetcanary.com. By the way, Canary works in the daylight or in the night. It has night vision, and the night vision is eerily good. It's like army grade night vision. Check it out, meetcanary.com. The promo code is CULTCAST. I also want to thank Squarespace for supporting this episode. Man, if you need a website, maybe you just need a basic web presence, you could use Squarespace's cover pages to build a beautiful one-page website that just showcases one single image or a video just to give you a presence on the web. But they go much deeper than that. You could also build a full-on blog. You could build a website for your business. You could build a full-on e-commerce website. In fact, I was talking to Squarespace the other day, and they were telling me about some people they have that were on the Shark Tank. You guys know that show, Shark Tank?
Yeah.
And some of their clients from Shark Tank actually use Squarespace, and they're selling millions and millions of dollars worth of product through their Squarespace e-commerce website. I mean, these things are like e-commerce grade professional websites. And your Squarespace subscription includes an e-commerce store. Check it out. It's squarespace.com. You can get started for free for 2 weeks, build a website. Buster, I was thinking that you and I could build your nude Arizona desert tourism website on Squarespace.
Yeah, it would look really good.
And with a cover page just zoomed in on you.
On my facial region?
Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking maybe like a body shot of you in your backpack. You're wearing your sun hat. Your hiking boots on, and then that's it.
Because it's
nude hiking tourism. I think it's going to be all the rage. Doesn't it just make you feel like you're just one with nature when you're out there just totally stark naked?
Oh, you have to be one with nature. I mean, everybody takes off their tops and pops it, you know?
Yeah, and you just took it one step further.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in, you know, nude Arizona tourism with Buster, I might go too. We'll have the website set up. We don't have the URL yet, though. Buster, what do you think?
BusterHikesNaked.com.
BusterHikesNaked.com. You shouldn't give it away on the show. Someone's going to take it. I was thinking NoTanLines.com. That would be another good name for it. We're gonna adjust that. We're going to get that just right. But we're going to have our website up on Squarespace. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode. I'm sure they love it when we talk about Buster Dude Hiking websites. Squarespace.com. Use code CULTCAST at checkout, and you'll get 10% off any order. All right, let's talk about some Apple news. Oh, before we do that, quick announcement. Next week, because Thanksgiving is on Thursday in the U.S., we are going to be coming out with our show on Wednesday. So you get the show a day early. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing for you. Hopefully it doesn't ruin your Thanksgiving. But you can wait until after you eat on Thursday and then listen to it on Friday.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking indigestion.
Perfect for definitely a don't listen to it before the show or before you eat or directly after. You're going to want to give it some time. Okay, let's start with this little bit of news. I was reading recently that Apple is working on getting suppliers together to build their new Apple Watch for the year 2016. And it got me thinking, well, a new Apple Watch in 2016, I was kind of hoping that these weren't going to be updated every year. Regardless.
Oh, why?
I feel like it's one of those devices that doesn't necessarily need to be updated every year. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to buy a new Apple Watch every year. I don't want to buy really any gadget except maybe an Apple iPhone.
iPhone?
Every year.
Okay. Yeah.
So you would be cool with buying a new Apple Watch every year?
Well, I just think I assume that they would update it every year because they'd get better every year, you know, add new stuff.
I guess I kind of assume that they're not going to be making drastic changes to it every year like the Apple TV. It's going to be a once every few year project. So you think that they could just update it every year with, I mean, they'd have to add new and cool stuff. You don't think that would be challenging? I mean, I kind of feel like maybe they would.
I think they'll do Apple Classic. Just keep on making it smaller, a little bit faster, a little bit more sensors. You know, that's what they do.
They just make it tiny. Soon it's going to be like, you know, like 5x5 millimeters.
Well, yeah, I do think that's like the biggest thing is they need to make it thinner. It does kind of, you know, feel obnoxious sometimes.
It is. I agree. It feels like a giant computer on your wrist sometimes, and I would love to see them make it thinner. But I guess it got me thinking about the the utility of the Apple Watch. And we've had the Watch OS 2 is what I'm trying to say, updates for what, like, I don't know, 2 months now? And it promised us native apps. Have you guys found any useful native apps or any native apps really at all that you use?
I don't use, yeah, I use zero.
Except I don't either.
The only thing I use is the exercise app. I use that almost every day to go when I go on a jog. But
okay,
other than that, that's about it.
Leander, what about you?
I wasn't listening.
I figured you were being eerily quiet over there.
I just saw something and I was like, "What the?" I was like seething here because it's something I just saw on the net. Anyway, native apps on the Apple TV or the watch?
Wow, for someone who wasn't paying attention, yeah, that's pretty good.
That was the last I heard was the Apple TV. So you're talking about the watch,
right? So with Watch OS 2, we got the promise of native apps, and all the apps that I use, which I should say all, or maybe like two or three. None of them have been updated at all. They're all still using, you know, the iPhone tethering for their apps. Have you noticed any changes in the apps that you use, or do you use any apps?
I don't use any apps. All I do is I set alarms and I look at the time.
That's all I do too. And the watch app is the best one for me still.
I've been getting a lot of notifications, like all the email apps. I've been trying to, because I've been experimenting with all these email apps on the iPad Pro, so I'm getting a lot of email notifications on the watch. Mm-hmm. I use it to change the lights. We have some mood.
Oh, that's right. And so do you say like change lights to sexy lights?
Well, it doesn't. Music. I don't think it works with Siri. I have to do it like manually with the you know, with a little app on the watch. And I don't think they're native. I think they're both, like you said, tethered.
So they haven't updated their apps yet. They're still tethered. That kind of gets me thinking. I wonder if, I mean, the app functionality on the Apple Watch, it seems to be a major flop. Would you guys disagree?
I would just say, yeah, I wouldn't say flop, but I would say there's just not really a killer reason for it yet, you know?
But we said this even before the Apple Watch launched. I mean, in fact, I remember making this exact point. Like, I don't really see the utility of the Apple Watch. What is it going to allow you to do that you couldn't already do on your iPhone? And here we are, you know, so many months later, and I still feel the same way. Like, the Apple Watch is a great watch, but as far as the apps go, there's not a single app that I use on my Apple Watch that I think, oh man, this is so much better than the version on my iPhone.
Yeah,
in fact,
yeah.
It's always smaller and less useful. Not to mention, it still takes 15 to 20 seconds to load, because even though developers have been allowed to create native apps, the apps that I use, none of them have. I don't even think Apple has created very many native apps.
All of the ones that I use are all Apple apps. I use like the alarm app and the exercise app and sometimes calendar and email, but not really.
And do you know if the apps that you're using are native? Because the ones I'm looking at, like the weather app, I think is still tethered to my phone.
Oh, is it?
I think so. And that's very strange that they're supporting native apps. And actually, that loaded pretty fast. That one, maybe that one is native now. Anyway, my point being, huge flop on the app department.
It looks like it. Yeah, well, the one I use is the music one. I'll try to. I find it an exercise in frustration.
The music one. Do you mean the glance or the actual app itself?
Well, what? I guess it's the app. I mean,
do you use the glances?
Well, yeah. I mean, for some things. I mean, okay. Meant to check the battery, but. You know, you're supposed to be able to play music from the watch.
Mm-hmm.
So, like at the gym, you know, I've tried, you know, first of all, it was a huge headache getting the playlist to load. Every time I thought I had set it up, I'd get to the gym and I'd find out that it actually didn't sync.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to choose, you know, the source, which seems to default to the iPhone every single time. So you constantly have to change the source, and then you have to change, you know, where it's going to. And, you know, choosing a pair of Bluetooth headphones, it's not as seamless as it is with, you know, with like an iPhone, where it connect, where if you turn the headphones on, it connects automatically, and usually you just have to hit play and it'll play through it.
So when you turn the headphones on, you actually have to go into your watch and like mess with stuff.
Yeah, and then you don't know, you know, sometimes you know, I don't know if the headphones have turned on properly or not, because in fact, you know, that's another issue. But the headphones I've got are kind of like, it's not always super clear if they're on or off. it is frustrating. And then, so then you got to fiddle with that, then you got to fiddle with the watch. I stand on the elliptical for about 40 minutes fiddling with the stairs.
You just did that like, for your entire workout? Is that all you were doing?
Exactly. Let's try to get in the showers.
Yeah. So it's stuff like that that makes those functionalities on the Apple Watch not very useful to me.
Well, I had an extra one that I could not give away. I couldn't give it to my wife. She's not interested. I couldn't give it to my daughter. She wasn't interested. I forced on my daughter because I was so sick of seeing it like sitting there unused.
There was like some homeless guy outside like asking for change. You're like, here, take this.
And he's like, no.
He's like, no, I don't want that. He lifts up his sleeve. He's got like 30 of them on his wrist going right, up his arm. Like, no, I don't want your crappy watch, man.
But then she went, she started playing with it, and the next day she's like, oh my god, this is the best thing ever, I love this watch. And I think she was just playing, you know, she's doing what we all do, which is like playing around with it and seeing what it can do. So we'll see. Like, I gotta check back in with her. Well, I'll be seeing her next week for Thanksgiving. She's at college, and I, you know, I was really she's been doing, you know, I think she would actually be a good candidate for this kind of thing, because it would, you know, maybe help keep her organized, keep her in touch with her friends, but also like for the workout stuff too.
I think the thing that I use most is, besides the watch, is dictating text messages. When it works, that actually is really nice to be able to respond to people. There are still some things that it does that I find to be very useful. So I'm not getting ready to like sell my Apple Watch, but I was thinking about it and I was like, yeah, the Apple Watch too, they're working on that already. And I was like, man, I don't really even use a lot of the features they promised on my Apple Watch 1. I wonder if I'm going to upgrade. If they came out with a thinner Apple Watch 2 that had a couple more sensors, would you guys make the switch?
I would like more battery life first.
Yeah, me too. Mine's barely lasting a day right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my battery life's pretty good.
Is it really? I think I might have an app doing something in the background. Cause some days I'll finish the day with like 30%, and some days I can't even finish the day. It's like you're down to 5%. You need to charge it immediately. So, in any case, Buster, let's talk about the iPad Mini 4. There's some interesting news that came out this week that had me hanging my head and shaking it because I was so aggravated. What happened?
Are you talking about how awesome the iPad Mini 4 display is?
That's precisely what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Apparently, it's better than the iPad Pro.
So, it got tested by DisplayMate?
Yeah, they do these very like elaborate laboratory tests on displays. I mean, I think they're pretty much top experts when it comes to it. And they said that the iPad Mini 4 is the most like perfect LCD display they've ever seen. Blows away even the iPad Pro and the Microsoft Surface Pro 4.
Wow. So even the iPad Pro, it's better than.
Yeah. Which I thought was kind of crazy because, you know, Apple says it's the most advanced display they've ever built, which it has all kinds of cool technology behind it. But as far as like the best color and performance you can get, the mini display is pretty awesome.
Yeah, so they said it takes it takes first place over all tablets of any size, setting new performance records in some of the most important tests like lowest screen reflectance, highest contrast rating, and ambient light, and highest absolute color accuracy. And this is why this frustrated me, is because last generation's iPad Mini was significantly different than the iPad Air 2. And that was actually one of the factors that caused me to sell my iPad Mini and get the iPad Air 2, because I saw them side by side, and the iPad Air 2, the color reproduction, I thought was clearly superior to the iPad Mini. So I'm like, okay, they're obviously not putting their best parts into the iPad Mini. That's fine. It's less expensive. So I'm going to sell it and buy the better product. And now here I am with the better product.
With the worst product now.
With the worst product now. Well, what the hell?
So, like 2 weeks ago, I broke down and I bought an iPad Mini 4.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just loving it. And the display is it's fantastic.
Son
it's,
of a
sometimes I'm just like, oh my gosh, I forgot how much good. I love it. Yeah.
Well, why did you even buy one? Because you sold your other one because you said you weren't even using it.
Yeah, I sold it like 2 years ago. So it's been like 2 years since I've had one. Mm-hmm. And then I really wanted an iPad Pro, but I just couldn't really justify it. I didn't think it would replace my MacBook, and I didn't think it'd be a great device for reading, which is what I use my iPad for mostly, and photo editing and
I don't think so.
Surfing the internet. So I just went with the smaller, cheaper device, and I'm actually super happy about it.
I loved my iPad mini size. It was the perfect size.
Oh, I can like fit it in my pants pocket. It's so small.
Really? You could do 6 Plus, but you could do your iPad mini? Did you recently switch pants genres?
Yeah, I went to the JNCOs. I don't know if you remember those jeans.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you took me way back. I used to wear those.
Oh, me too. Ridiculous, right?
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if I have any pictures of me in school wearing those, but I used to wear those in school, and I thought I was like such a cool skater, even though I didn't even skate. But everyone would wear those.
Do people know what JNCOs are still?
I doubt it. Why don't you explain what they
were? Like? They were like these huge jeans, like just mammoth sized jeans.
Like the leg holes were bigger than your foot.
Yeah, they were like 36 inch wide leg openings. And I mean, it was just like the skater bagginess trend to like the max.
To the Uber max, yeah.
And like, I remember like begging my mom to get me some JNCOs so I could feel cool. And she finally did, and I felt cool for a year.
Oh, man.
Then you just realize it's like a giant skirt of denim.
It's a giant skirt. You're wearing a giant denim skirt. It's exactly what it is. I was just thinking as you were describing it, I'm like, some guy saw a denim skirt. He's like, we just need to put a piece of fabric in the middle of it so there's two different leg compartments.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell a ton of these things. And that's exactly what they did.
They were great. They're making a comeback too.
No, are
they
really?
I saw something a couple weeks ago that they're like the company that makes them is reigniting the brand or something.
Of course they are. Of course they are. Everything that's been cool will be reintroduced. You know, like you see people wearing like the super high waisted jeans now again. Mm-hmm. People are gonna be rolling around in JNCOs pretty soon. I can't believe you remember the names of those. You could have offered me $10,000, and I would not have been able to tell you the names of those ridiculous jeans I used to wear. But those are the jeans you need if you're gonna carry around an iPhone 6 Plus.
Bro, sure. They're big enough for an iPad Pro, man.
Like, did you really wear those? I never heard of them before. I just looked them up.
Oh yeah, I totally wore them in like 7th grade. It's an embarrassing fact about.
Yeah, I think I wore those all through middle school. I didn't stop until high school. And they're just the absolute stupidest looking pants I've ever seen in your life.
So dumb. Like two windmill blades.
Yeah.
That's right.
They never made it to the UK.
They didn't? Lucky you guys. The UK is too much class.
Those are crazy. Did you say they're coming back?
I saw something that they're coming back.
I'll include a link to some JNCOs in the show notes if y'all want to check out the style of Buster and I in school. And you know, maybe you want to pick some up yourself. If you're a skater, you're going to look pretty awesome. And I'll tell you what, all the girls at the time, they love those JNCOs. You were in JNCOs?
Mm-hmm.
Girls wanted to, take you on a date, that's for sure. Let's talk about some bad news for you, Buster. How about that?
Okay.
So finally, I was kind of wondering how they were going to survive. RDO has filed for bankruptcy, dude. I'm sorry.
Dude, apparently they had like over $200 million in debt. So Not surprising.
I always kind of wondered who still used RDO.
I was one of them.
I thought maybe there was just like a community of hipsters out there that were still hanging on to RDO.
Uh-huh.
Because it was a cool service back in the day. That was like my go-to service.
I think RDO still think it was pretty decent. Like the design of it is still way better than Apple Music and Spotify. And I love the social aspect of it. It was really like a streamer where it was mostly based upon like what your friends were listening to. And so it would really surface kind of obscure albums and stuff. I think way better than like Apple Music's discovery features do. So it's kind of a bummer, but I'm not surprised because nobody used it.
So what are you going to use now?
Well, I have an Apple Music subscription, which I'm not satisfied with Apple Music, but I knew RDO was dying. That's why I never went back, because it's, I don't know, why go back to something when it's like it's going to close soon anyway.
Have you tried Spotify? Have you given it
a try? I've tried it. I have an account. I use the free version once in a while. And I don't like Spotify's UI or Apple Music's UI. They both kind of are just lackluster to me. Spotify's is better than Apple Music, though.
Yeah, I agree. And that's the one that I started using as well. I just I canceled my Apple Music subscription. Spotify's UI is so much better. I just prefer it for some reason over Apple's. So, and plus, you can use the desktop version for free.
Mm.
What's up? What's up, Leander?
Well, the Pandora is going to pick up the assets, right, and the employees of Radio if it's not snapped up by somebody else.
Yeah. So Pandora said they're going to keep the key assets from the music streaming service Ardio for $75 million in cash. So the founders of Ardio look like they're not coming away with. They'll be coming out of here with at least enough to, you know, live a lavish lifestyle of CCA and flights to and from lush Miami parties.
And does it mean good things though for Pandora? Because won't they get sort of a more of an on demand type?
Is it ever good when two like struggling companies converge?
I don't think Pandora's struggling.
Yeah. You don't think so?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think they're the number one music streaming service, I believe.
And didn't they get a boost when Apple Music came out? I mean, haven't they released their latest numbers? They got more subscribers?
That's what they said. I wonder if that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. If it's a public traded company, then I don't think they can get away with lying.
A public corporation? Lying?
Well, I mean, I know. Yeah. Right. It's never happened.
No, I didn't realize they were public. Yeah, if they're public, you're right. If they release the numbers, those are probably accurate. But
I'm sorry. What am I saying? Last quarter, Pandora missed earnings with an $86 million loss. On strong competition from Apple and others. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. So don't listen to me.
Well, maybe they needed to get a radio service. And this is going to be what they needed to compete with Apple and Spotify.
Dude, that Ardio doesn't have a radio service. I mean, Pandora's the best at, like, I want a playlist based on this artist. I think nobody does that better.
Well, that's why they needed Ardio. They have, like, the music on demand, like the Spotify service via Ardio, and their music streaming. So now they have both components into one service. So now they can actually compete, you know, head for head with Apple and with Spotify to provide a similar service. Except I think Ardio is more popular than Apple Music and Spotify, maybe even combined. Doesn't Ardio have, or not Ardio, doesn't Pandora have like 200 million people using it every month?
Yeah, but not paid users.
Yeah, but they stream so many ads, man. When was the last time you listened to Pandora?
No, it's been like 5 years.
They stream a lot of ads.
Yeah.
I know, I always tell people that listen to Pandora, I'm like, download Spotify on your desktop because you can use their app for free. And I feel like they play less commercials, but regardless, you get to listen to an entire album, you know, any album that you want for free. You just have to listen to a couple ads. That's not a bad deal.
No,
I don't think. I mean, especially since most of them are like pay for Spotify premium ads. Let's talk about this real quick. Did you guys have any issues with opening apps this week from the Mac App Store?
No,
you haven't had any issues?
Yeah, no. I'm surprised.
Oh my gosh, I've been plagued with issues. I've been having a terrible time opening apps that I've purchased from the Mac App Store. And when I open them, they give me a error message that says, your app has been damaged. You need to re-download it from the Mac App Store. And I don't know what was going on, because first it was just one app, and now I think at least three or four of my apps have had this issue, and it's constantly trying to get me to sign into the Mac App Store and authenticate to be able to use my apps, and it's just not working. And apparently this is a big problem, and Apple recently apologized to developers because developers are being blamed for this, and I thought it was a developer of the app in which I was experiencing problems. I thought it was his fault, because why wouldn't you, right? But it looks like there is like a security certificate problem, and Apple actually caused this issue by updating like the algorithm they use to create security certificates. And they said that there's a permanent fix, you know, upcoming in the future, but they hadn't said when. And I heard that you can kind of fix the problem yourself by rebooting and relaunching the apps, but that hasn't fixed it for me. There's a lot of apps that I still can't open, and I'm not entirely sure
what apps were affected.
I think a majority of the apps on the App Store were affected. It was just kind of random. I could be wrong about that, but specifically for me, I use BusyCal. BusyCal wouldn't open. I use Tweetbot. Tweetbot wouldn't open. Mm. I use Calcbot. Calcbot wouldn't open. And the only way I was able to fix it was to trash the app and reinstall it fresh from the Mac App Store. And that seemed to fix the problem. But I don't want to go through and do that with all my apps. It's like, five minutes of my time. I don't have 5 minutes to spare. In any case, if you're having, if you're experiencing the same problem, that very well might be your issue. And until Apple releases a permanent fix, you can try restarting your computer and see if that fixed it. That hasn't fixed it for me. I had to go through and actually reinstall apps. So it's a pain in the arse, but that's going to be what you probably need to do to get things working. Before we move on and talk about Black Friday deals, I want to say thank you to Casper for supporting this episode. Casper Mattresses. Do you need a new mattress? Do you wake up sore in the morning, or maybe at night, is your arm asleep? That used to happen to me all the time. I would wake up with lower back pain. I would wake up and my arm would be asleep, and then I have to toss and turn in my bed. And finally, what I ended up doing was getting a new mattress, and I spent, I think, $1,200 on my mattress, and that didn't fix the problem, even though it was like a really nice mattress. So what I ended up doing was buying one of those memory foam pads to put on top of it, which cost me another $200. And so for a queen size bed, I ended up spending over $1,400, and that worked quite well. Well, with Casper, you can get a high quality bed with the perfect mixture of memory foam and latex foam, and you can get it for far less than the price of the beds that you buy from, you know, your department stores or Macy's or Costco or anywhere. They have twin size mattresses available for just about $500. And you can get a king size mattress for $950. That is a price that you cannot beat. And if you're wondering how comfortable they are, well, go check them out on Amazon. If you search Casper Mattresses on Amazon, you can see what people have left as reviews. And the Casper mattress has a 4.5-star out of 5-star rating. People who order Casper mattresses love their Casper mattresses. And in order to give you the full trials to make sure that you really love your mattress, because, you know, you need to try out a mattress for, you know, at least a couple weeks, sleep on it, make love on it for at least 14 to 100 days. Every day.
Do what?
You know, make passionate love on it, Lander. That's how you know that you're going to like a mattress. Sleeping on it, passionate love making, maybe some weird sexual ASMR parties on it. Whatever weird stuff that you're into, we're not judging
that's
you, Lander.
Like, yeah, exactly. You can do how about relaxing, listening to whispering videos?
Sure, if that's what you want to call it, that's fine. You could do all those things on your Casper mattress for 100 nights and decide if you like it. If you don't like it, I don't think anyone else does this. They will pick up your mattress, ship it back to themselves for free, and they will refund 100% of your money. So it's a completely risk-free trial of a mattress that everyone loves. And I think it's kind of a no-risk situation. It's kind of a win-win. Try it out. If you like it, great. If not, no harm, no foul. You can return it and get all your money back and not even have to pay to return to ship it back to them. Check it out at casper.com/cultcast. And if you like what you see, you can save $50 towards any mattress purchase at casper.com/cultcast. And again, use code cultcast at checkout. Thank you to Casper for supporting this episode. Alrighty, guys. My favorite time of year is upon us. The holiday season is here. And when you're done stuffing your face with turkey and stuffing, what do you eat at your house, Leander?
Turkey.
And stuffing. Eat turkey. Okay, and stuffing. So you eat.
What do you think? It's good. Fish and chips.
Yeah, exactly.
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash. British, cup of tea. When you're done stuffing your face with your bangers and mash and all the other British trimmings, it's time to do some shopping online. And what I love is Black Friday has kind of been expanded. It used to be just Black Friday, but now it's Black November. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't been monitoring Black Friday, Black November deals, oh my gosh, I've already gotten some killer deals. Killer deals so on far what? This year.
USB cables and hard
I bought
drives?
A PlayStation 4.
Oh, you did? Where?
Yeah, I bought a PlayStation 4 for Newegg.com. It was a PlayStation 4 with extra games for $300 shipped. $300.
That's a pretty good deal.
That's a killer deal. That's Newegg? A killer deal.
Newegg. So I'm looking for that for my kids.
Well, that deal's over. So that's,
what?
Yeah, it's done. It was a one-day deal, Leander.
What?
But they've got another one going where you can buy the the Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront PlayStation 4 for $350, and it comes with an extra two games. So here's the thing. You gotta stay on top of Black Friday. You got to do some research. And that's what I wanted to talk about with you guys, is the best way to get prepared for Black Friday. And then also the Apple deals that we know are going to be out there. Because if you're looking for some new Apple devices, believe it or not, this is actually a good time to get your hands on some of those, because there's going to be some significant deals coming up. But first, Leander, you guys are doing a Black Friday live blog on Cult of Mac, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So tell me about it.
Okay. Well, it's a live blog of all the best deals we can find.
Okay, so you have some poor person just spending all their time searching the internet for deals.
Sorry, Rob.
Yeah, Rob.
Yes, Rob. Okay. Rob's setting it up
this year. I thought it was pretty good last year. You know, like a lot of other places, like, they post all the flyers. So it's Kohl's or Best Buy or Target, you know, whatever's going to be on sale there. And that's okay. But I don't know, like, if you're looking for something specific, which I am, a PlayStation 4 for my kids for Christmas, then, I think a live blog format's a lot better. Mm-hmm. For that, it's also easy to browse, and it's also sort of, you know, easier to pinpoint items that you'd be interested in without having to look through all of this sort of, you know, home furnishing stuff and kitchen things.
Yeah, all the crap that you don't want.
Right.
Exactly. All that, because there's so much Black Friday stuff that really may not even be very good of a deal. Like, the stuff that you want are like the really heavily discounted electronics, like the TVs. Right.
Exactly. And that's the other thing. We're also trying not to post up the crap, you know, so, you know, not, you know, we're going to keep out the USB cables and the, you know, every single iPhone.
I really need to get my hands on some USB cables. Can you help me? So I'll make sure I link to that article in the show notes so you guys can check it out. And I pulled out some relevant offerings. You guys tell me what you think about these sweet deals. Okay, so let's start with Apple stuff, right? If you want to get your hands on some new Apple stuff, Target seems to be the place to go this year. And I apologize to people in the UK. Do they even celebrate Black Friday in the UK, Leander?
I don't think so.
Okay, so they don't get to have all the crazy good deals that we get.
Yeah, they could do Cyber Monday, but the holiday season must kick off. You know, it's been so long since I've been there, I can't remember.
Okay, well, for everyone who gets to shop on Amazon, their Black Friday deals kick off, or Black November deals kick off tomorrow, Friday, November 20th. So keep your eyes on Amazon. They're going to have new deals every 5 minutes. And I've already seen some crazy good deals come out of Amazon. If you're looking to get some Apple stuff, Target is the place to go. You're going to be able to get a $100 gift card for an Apple Watch. You're going to be able to get a $150 gift card when you buy the $500 Apple iPad 2. And then also, if you're looking to get an iPhone 6S or 6S Plus, $250 Target gift card with zero down. But if you're looking to get a MacBook, you're definitely going to want to check out B&H's holiday sales. They are slashing MacBook Pros, the 2015 MacBook Pros, by $200 to $300. The 12-inch MacBooks by $170 to $200. I've seen some really good discounts on the MacBooks. 13-inch MacBook Airs, $100 to $450. And the iPad Mini 4, which is Buster's new iPad, which he loves, you're going to get $30 off that. But here's the best way to get an Xbox for cheap. Leander, do you need an Xbox?
You guys kids, already have sorry, one. Sorry. They want the PlayStation.
Do they already have an Xbox One?
Well, my son does, but he took it to college with him. So the other two are still fuming about that.
Well, if you want to get a new one, Dell.com is having a insanely great sale on a brand new Xbox consoles. You'll be able to get a Xbox One with, I think it's Gears of War, the new Gears of War game, the one that they remastered. And you'll be able to get that with Fallout 4, brand new game that everyone is raving about online, and I can't wait to get my hands on, and a brand new controller for $300. Y'all, $300 is almost half of what I paid for my original Xbox One when I bought it, which didn't come with any extra games or an extra controller. So if you're looking for an Xbox, that's the absolute best deal that I have found. And then keep your eyes on Walmart. Walmart's having some insanely good deals on PlayStations right now. You can get a PlayStation 4, PlayStation 4, for $350, mm-hmm. which includes the the Disney Infinity playset, which is actually kind of for kids. Maybe this one isn't for you. But it was originally $450. They knocked $100 off. They're selling it for $350. And I found that Newegg.com, Amazon, Dell, and Walmart are going to be the place to go to save some ducats if you're looking for a new console. And then, of course, for all your accessories, Amazon is going to be the place to go. But so is Newegg. Newegg has been doing Black November deals, and they are continually releasing new products as we get closer to Black Friday. And then, of course, for Cyber Monday, it's going to be off the chain. But you know what I'm really looking forward to?
No.
I think my favorite part of Black Friday is going into the store, finding like a great deal on like a TV. I'm not even looking to buy a TV, right? I don't even want a TV. I already have one that I like. What I like to do is just go in there in my full battle armor and like my mace and my weaponry, and then just try to find a deal that everyone's going after. And I just go in there like a mosh pit, and I just start throwing punches at people. It's a great way to do some stress relief during the holidays.
Right, work out some aggression.
And I'll tell you what, there's only one time a year that you could punch someone's grandma and then spray her down with mace and have it not be illegal. Because anything's fair game when you're going after that one Black Friday deal that everyone's trying to get their hands on. Are you guys going to be doing any Black Friday shopping?
Hopefully not.
Yeah, not in the stores for sure.
Yeah.
Anything that you guys want that you're trying to get your hands on?
No.
Buster, nothing? Maybe like a walking staff?
No, that's weird.
From the walking store?
Lame. Yeah, no.
Like a big wooden staff? Leander, what about you?
Well, like you, I like a 4K TV, but I think they're still too pricey.
Mm-hmm.
And I can wait. You know, I mean, there's not even that much. The content sources aren't even that good yet, really, are they? So,
yes, that's the big thing about 4K televisions is like, what are you going to do with it?
Right. Yeah.
Like, you could watch some Netflix content, maybe some YouTube content, and then that's about it. So that's why I'm waiting till next year for a 4K television. Because like, if you're going to upgrade TVs, I mean, why go from a 1080p television to another 1080p television? It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know, should I get a PlayStation or should I get an Xbox for the kids? The kids said they want PlayStation.
Then I would give them a PlayStation.
Yeah, why don't I just give them a little surprise? I'll get them the PlayStation package.
Oh, man. Speaking of one more surprise before we wrap up, I didn't even mention Wii U. So I recently got a Wii U, and it's so much fun. Wii U gets a lot of crap because they just don't have a ton of games available for it that are really fun. But Nintendo makes really good games, and their games for the Wii U are incredibly fun to play. Walmart's going to be doing a Wii U bundle for $249, which includes Splatoon, which is a really fun shooter game where you run around, you know, spraying your paint all over everything. That's not a euphemism.
What's it called? Splatoon?
Splatoon.
Splatoon.
Super fun first-person shooter where you run around spraying paint all over everything to cover, you know, like an entire level in your own paint. That's how you win. And then also Super Smash Brothers. Those two games are both newer games that sell for $60 each. And you can get those included with the Nintendo Wii U Deluxe Edition for $250 from Walmart on Black Friday. So Black Friday, on the day of Black Friday, you're going to need to be ready. So what I've been doing is, you guys are going to think this is so ridiculous, I'm taking notes. I got a little log of things that are going to become available at certain times at certain retailers.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
What? Like you've got a diary you've written this down on paper?
Exactly.
Because I was looking for an app, you know, or something that made it easy. You could plug in what you wanted and you get an alert if it went on sale.
Oh, you know,
you should just plug it into your calendar and set an alert for it.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. You could do that or just use the Notes app. But I don't know of any app that is out there that lets you plug in a product. And then that's a great idea, though, Leander. That would be a good Black Friday app.
Yeah, well, I looked around and it, you know, there's nothing obvious. There was one called, I forgot what it's called, but there was a service that actually, it launched last year and it's already gone out of business.
Typical.
It
would be hard to make money because you're only going to be, people are only going to be using it once a year.
Yeah. Right.
It once for Black Friday and it's done.
There is a service that it's like a coupon service that I think has a whole bunch of Black Friday capabilities. Rob was looking into this. We were discussing it quickly this morning, and he's going to look into it and see if there's a how-to. about using an app like this. But there is a an app out there that you can tell it what you want, and it's actually location based. So,
oh man, that would be so cool.
If you're driving by a store and it says, "Oh, this thing you want is on sale here,"
that would be handy.
Right,
that would be super handy, or just an app that even if it didn't work on Black Friday, just you plugged in a price and plugged in a product, and it would tell you if it ever met that price.
Well, I like using a sniper. Whenever I buy anything on eBay, which isn't very often, but every now and again I buy stuff on eBay, and I like using a sniping service.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Especially if you're looking for something in particular. Like I was looking for some obscure bike parts about a year ago, and they were kind of crazy overpriced, and so you stick into a sniping service, you know, like how much you want to pay. Then you can just forget about it, right? You know, you do a search and you put in, you line up two or three of them. And if one of them pays off, if one of them, you know, works and you get it for the price that you want to pay, then you just cancel the others.
Which one were you using?
eSnipe.
Okay, I was using Gixen.
Who?
Gixen, G-I-X-E-N.
Don't know it.
That's
a good
one too. Yeah, and it's free. So
Yeah. So is eSnipe, yeah.
Okay. And I think Gixen allows you to set up like grouped snipes. So like if your first one is purchased, it won't make the other two bids.
Oh, well, there you go. That sounds perfect. Yeah, I should look into that.
So that way you don't need to like monitor it, you know?
Yeah, I'd love to do that for Black Friday. Wouldn't that be great if you could just put in what you wanted and how much you wanted to pay?
Yeah, that would be super handy.
We'll just take care of it. Yeah, that's my idea of shopping.
Well, you just gave away your app idea to everyone, so...
Yeah, well, good luck developing it. Good luck implementing it and making money on it.
Yeah, right. Good luck making money off of it. I've already gotten so many good deals. Oh, man, I bought a video card for just a ridiculous price. And it would be so nice to be able to just say, hey, alert me when PlayStations go below $300.
So what are you looking for then on Black Friday?
You know what I do? This is going to be funny. It's kind of a game to me. So what I end up doing is I will identify a few things that I want, like a PlayStation 4 or like a video card for my PC. And then I will try to purchase and resell enough merchandise at really low prices to pay for the items that I want. So, for example, I was in Oregon a couple weeks ago. And when I went into the Costco, they were selling Xbox Ones for $335, but they came with a free copy of Halo 5 and Call of Duty Black Ops 3. And you don't pay tax in Oregon, so you get a crazy good deal, and they're including two brand new games that are super popular. Everyone wants these games. So I just bought them all. I bought two Xboxes, and I ended up getting two Halos, two Call of Duties, and then I resell them on Craigslist. And I make enough money to like buy the stuff that I actually want. And it's kind of it's a bit of work. And that's why I say it's kind of like a game, because you're not going to make a ton of money. But
how much did you make then for those two games?
I think after all was said and done, I ended up making like $150. Yeah, maybe a little bit less. But it took zero effort. You just take a picture, you post it on Craigslist.
And you didn't get robbed? You didn't have to go meet somebody?
You know what I do now? You know what I do now? I bring pepper spray with me.
Okay, right. Well, can't wait till that goes south.
I'm dead serious.
Do they come to you, or do you go meet them?
I almost always will meet them somewhere else. Like, I'm meeting a guy this afternoon, in fact, to sell my last copy of Halo 5. And I just meet them like in public places, and now I'm really cautious. So my mistake when my iPhone got stolen was, and I'll never do this again, and people listening, this is exactly what you need to avoid. Never hand them the object until they've handed you the money. And you know,
yeah, like, but they've got a rule too. Never hand them the money until you've got the object.
I haven't had anyone
you'll be standing
yet.
There
I haven't had anyone object yet to handing me the money, though, because they can see the item, like, right? You're holding it right there. But with the iPhone, what I did was I'm like, here it is. And he's like, can I check it out? And I'm like, sure. I handed it to him, and then he just took off running.
Yeah, well, that's totally natural. I mean, you just got a bad luck.
Yeah, but now I'm super careful. So, and then you make sure you bring a blade with you or pepper spray. And this one guy who was checking out one of my items, I like had my hand on it the entire time, because I'm like, this guy looks super shady. And he looks like he might want to throw down a fisticuffs. And if he does, I'm going to blind him with this pepper spray and kick him right in the nards. And then I'm going to rob him. I'm going to take his wallet, all his money. And I'll be like, yeah, you came here to rob me, but you got robbed. I'm going to spray him in his eyes and leave.
Wow. So what else did you want to get for Black Friday? Is it just all for you? Are you actually going to buy anything for anybody else? Or is it like happy Christmas here? Look at all the stuff you got under the Christmas tree.
Yeah, it's just stuff that I want to get that no one else is going to get me. I want to get an SSD drive, which I did off Newegg for an insanely low price. That's the thing. If you're willing to just kind of watch, you'll eventually find a price that no one else will match. And then I got that video card, which normally sells for $325. I got it for $250. Off eBay. So you gotta watch the eBay channels too. So if you find a really good deal, I will usually just do a search on Google and then go to the shopping tab and then organize it from lowest price to highest price. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, you'll find a really good price on eBay, even lower than like what the store sells it for. Because like Newegg, for example, sold me my video card. This card they sell on their website, the lowest price I've ever seen on their website is $320. But for some reason, on eBay, they were selling the exact same card for $250. They must have had like some promotion going with the manufacturer or something. So eBay is a great place to go for Black Friday deals. So make a list, make a timed list and say this item is going on sale this time at this retailer, because they all have different times that their sale starts. You want to make sure you're organized. And then another last pro tip before we wrap up here, sign into the website. Make sure you know your sign-in password and that they have your credit card number and everything stored so that you're ready to go, because these deals go fast oftentimes. And if you don't act quickly, you're going to be left with nothing but a sad story to tell all your friends and having wasted all that time. So you're going to want to be on top of it like I am. You might walk away with some deals. And then you could sell those deals on Craigslist and buy stuff that you actually want.
Right. You could turn yourself into a full-time, you know, pawn shop, right? Wheeling and dealing.
That's right. Airphones Porn Shop here. The finest porn stuffings that you're going to find anywhere.
Costco. That's right. I thought you were going to go to some brewery down there.
I did. I got an award. But I made time, Leander, to go to the Costco.
You got an award?
Yeah, I got an award for going to 10 pubs in 36 hours. Did you see?
Oh, really? What was it? A vomit-covered T-shirt?
That's what they should have given me. It was just some chintzy plastic trophy. But they gave me a trophy.
Wow.
Yeah, cool. You'd be so
proud. Did you drink ale out of it?
No, but you can't drink out of it. It's just a trophy. It's not like a cup trophy. It's like just like an award. And then they gave me a free pint glass, which I have not drank out of yet, but I will make sure to do that.
Cool.
You would have been so proud. When they handed me those awards, I was like thinking to myself, this is what it must feel like to be El Caney. Everywhere you go.
I've never won a drinking award, I got to tell you that.
You haven't?
No. Well,
that's because you've been competing against other people.
You're exaggerating wildly. I haven't even had a drink for a few days.
A few days. Is everything okay? We better wrap it up.
I went out on Tuesday. I got to meet with my brother. We went to see a band. Had a few.
There we go. That's what I like to hear. All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap it up there. Leandy just got to head out. He's got some drinking he needs to do. That's all the cool cast we have for you guys this week. I want to thank Canary for supporting this episode. If you're ready to protect your home, protect the place that you rent from your thieving criminal roommates. The all-watching Eye of Sauron, aka Canary, is ready to keep you safe. Head on over to meetcanary.com. Use code CULTCAST to get free overnight shipping. This has been the CULTCAST, the best 30-plus minute album conversation you're going to hear all week long. New episodes of the CULTCAST come out every Thursday night. Remember, we'll be bringing you a new episode on Wednesday next week. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys in 6 days. 6 days from now. And I'm going to miss you. Leander, are you going to miss them?
What? Who? The readers? Listeners?
Never mind.
So I'm looking at some Black Friday stuff.
Are you? Yeah. Leander. right as we're getting ready to check.
Mic down.
Leander, you there? Leander.
I hear something. Yeah.
I'm here.
Okay. Mid?
You went out there. What the hell's going on?
I don't know. You sound really low. Are you... Yeah.
The whole thing's gone tits up.
That might be my favorite Britishism. I think that is my favorite one. Tits up. It has such a great visual to it, too. Oh,
it's like, it's bad, but also pleasing.
Exactly. Landry, are you there?